Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfarin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 604, Power Rangers Mystic Force. Episode 32, Mystic Fate Part 2.
It aired November 13th, 2006, written by Bruce Kalish, directed by Mark Beasley, taken over from Jackie last time. We'll see how it goes. This is it.
This is the end.
This is it for Mystic Force.
This is 40.
Not yet.
Not yet. This is 32.
They come back to 40 with Samurai, I think. Is that when they start splitting them up into two 20-episode seasons?
Yes.
So then there'll be 40 for that, which will... So that'll feel weird in its own special fun way, I think.
Yeah.
Because we're just gonna... We're combining them. We're not... It's Super Mega Force and Mega Force are effectively the same season.
Yeah.
It's weird how short these seasons are, just because, like, I know we, like, even last season was like 38, and we're just, but we're just like done 4 weeks sooner than that. And I'm like, what happened? Where'd you go? If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you have the DVDs. And, you know, as soon as this airs, this episode of the Warfarin Grid airs, Mystic Force will probably be on YouTube, but it's not yet. So until then, you gotta do it the old-fashioned way. I feel like I had something else that I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember. Since we're doing the finale today, I feel like maybe we just like do the dang thing.
Yeah.
All right, let's just go. Let's just do the dang thing then.
Thank you.
And we're back, and we just watched Mystic Fate Part 2. And Josh, would you believe it if I told you that I cried, like, a lot during this episode?
Yeah.
I did. I have a little bit of a headache.
Again, I don't think I can pinpoint when off the top of my head, but I'm sure when we get there, I'll be like, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, you'll be like, yeah, oh, obviously.
Did you cry at... I think I know one of them is when everyone came in and was like, we'll give you
yeah,
magic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Waterworks. Yeah. Full on waterworks.
And
then
the other one was because Necrolai was, like, super hot at the end.
Hey, look, it didn't hurt. Hey, JakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes of the show up through, I'm just going to say Ninja Storm by the time this airs.
Sure.
Because we're going to have, like, 4 weeks where we're not doing anything between recording this and this airing, because we're, like, a disc ahead. So it's up through Ninja Storm, including the Bobos. There's also the archive feed, which has everything up through this, I think. At least recent episode on the archive feed. You can email us, littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphingRid. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Play, Podknife, Podbay, Podbay B, Stitcher, Pod... Don't say Pod MILF. Don't say Pod MILF.
Pod Magic.
Pod Magic. We've have to have done that one this season already.
Well, it's back.
Abracadabra, it's back.
It's disappeared and now it's reappeared.
You can leave us a rating and review in any of those places. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as another month, you can help support the show. And we really appreciate it. And this is the final episode of the season, so we're not going to do any extra stuff. Josh, do you want to just jump in?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So yeah, then?
I think yeah.
We start off with Black Lance getting ready to kill the Power Rangers. If you'll recall, where we ended was him about to kill them after Sculp and Kit just took Udonna. There's a very short preview, and I don't think it catches everybody up if you missed the last episode.
It literally is like Sculpin took Udonna and the Rangers are on their knees. That's what happened last
time. That's all that happened. What they don't mention what happened last time is that Nick was briefly possessed by the Master for no discernible reason.
It amounts to nothing.
Can you believe it? That it doesn't come up at all?
Yes. Yeah, I believe it. If you told me that and I hadn't watched the episode, I believe it.
Why do it then?
Because they had 5 minutes in the middle of the episode to kill, and they were like, hey, what if Nick was Korag?
I feel like we say this every time there's a finale, but if you have a two-part finale, do as much of it as possible in the first part.
Yeah, so we can celebrate in the second part.
And so the second part can be like, kill the bad guy, and then 15 straight minutes of celebrating. That's all I want. I want just, so much more prom than we got this time.
Just a celebration and a wrap-up. Yeah. Where are they now? Life after the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
That should be...
Every season.
The final episode should be like a bonus episode.
Yeah. Like, what? Like, so by having him get possessed for 5 solid minutes and just beat up his dad until he decides not to anymore, that robs us of so much more partying we could have had at the end of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crime. So Black Lance getting ready to kill the Power Rangers. He teases Nick about his mom. He's like, yeah, your mom got took. And she's gone now, and you couldn't stop it. And he stands up, and he's like, oh, now I am mad. Like, you have pissed me off today, Black Lance. And he starts doing a Terminator walk and, like, morphs during the Terminator walk. And it's pretty cool. And he charges at Black Lance. He breaks his shield, because Black Lance is a knight, so he's got a big lance and a shield. And he breaks the shield, and he's like, it doesn't matter, you broke my shield.
So I didn't need a shield. I didn't even like it.
I thought it was stupid anyway to have it.
I told the master, I don't need a shield. He gave it to me anyways.
He made me do it. I didn't want it. And then he summons Fireheart. And Fireheart like lands behind him. And he's like, oh, your dragon's not going to save you either. And he shoots at Nick. And you can see it, the CGI, and it's like, there's explosions, so it's like smoky and there's dust everywhere. But you can see that his dragon literally does save him by putting his wingies in front of Nick. And it's just very funny. He's like, it won't save you. Then, yeah, it did.
It did, though.
Literally did. And then out of the smoke walks Nick, already muscle butted up, ready to kick Black Lance's ass. And he only, like, hits him twice. And then, like, disengages Fireheart? I do not remember what he did.
I don't remember either. I just know he hit him. He's very mad, so his strikes are more powerful.
Well, yeah, sure. The accuracy is lowered, but the power is up.
Yeah. He got lucky enough to just hit him.
Yeah. And then he takes a couple steps back, and, like, he disengages. Like, Fireheart, like, flies off of him, which is pretty sweet, and I wish you would have seen it one more time earlier in the season. And then he looks at the Rangers, who are all unmorphed and still, like, around where Udonna was, where she got kidnapped. And he's like, you want in on this? And they're like, hell yeah, we do. And they all stand up, and they morph. Madison is the one that gets to lead it. She says, the ready. And they all say, it's the morphin' time. It's Ranger up time.
Mystic Force, magic time.
That guy.
Magical Source, Mystic Force.
That's the one. The trick with never saying it ourselves is that you forget it. It has a real one.
Maybe next time we'll say it.
Look, if Operation Overdrive doesn't suck, we'll say it. If not, it's going to be a lot of car jokes.
It's not just shift into overdrive, right?
It should be. Getting gear, maybe.
Oh, that's a good one.
That would be a good one.
And instead they're going to be like, let's kick it.
They're going to be like, overdrive, time to drive. And it's going to be stupid.
Me, oh my, it's overdrive. Oh, shit, I bumped the mic.
Oh, God, Josh. Ruining everything.
Finale's ruined.
Cried for like 8 minutes for nothing now.
Check, check, check. Actually, no, I think I made it better.
Oh, nice. Never mind.
Yeah.
The finale is saved. So they run in. They start beating up Black Lance. Kind of like one by one, like it's a Xander, and then it's Vita, and then Chip, and then Madison. And then at some point, they all, like, hold hands and jump in the air and do a drop kick on him so hard that they turn into a spell seal. And the spell seal drop kick hits Black Lance so hard that he dies from just, like, getting kicked by 5 teenagers, which is embarrassing if I were a 10 terror. But he's dead now, so he doesn't have time to worry about it. And then, like, I don't really know exactly how we get to the next bit, but they, like, They're like, we did it. Let's go. And then instead of them let's going, the master comes to them, just like appears in the sky. And the master does maybe the coldest thing that any Power Rangers Big Bad has ever done in the history of Power Rangers. Because they're like, where's Liambo and Daggeron? And he's like, oh, you want to know where Liambo and Daggeron are? Here they are.
They're right here. And he just drops their dead bodies out of the sky.
Their corpses just land in trash. And he's like, there they are. There's your boys. Dead. And they are dead.
They're dead, yeah.
They are. There is no life inside of them. Their souls have gone to mystic heaven.
They got schwamped by the Master Master.
They got schwamped by the Master Master. And like, it's so raw that he's just like, yeah. And then bodies fall and they're just like, oh God. That's their dead bodies. Nick like runs up to Liambo and like cradles him for a second. Madison runs up to, I think it's Madison, runs up to Daggeron. It's like, Daggeron, Daggeron. And it's just like dead body shakes. Like there's nothing in there. It's gruesome. They're mad. And is that later? Yes, it is. Okay, there was a line that Nick says that kicks ass, and I just want to make sure I didn't run past it. Then he's like, I'm gonna kill you next and destroy this place. And Xander's like, what do you get for destroying the world? And he's like, oh, by destroy it, I mean I'm going to take it over. Like, this is going to be my house now. And I just want it messy because I'm evil. And you know how that goes. You saw the bad version of this world where there was just trash everywhere. It's just trash and fences all over the place.
It's a good question from Xander.
It is.
He's like, why? What do you get? And the master does not answer it. He just says, I'm going to take it over.
This is going to be mine.
Because I don't have an answer. I just want to.
The master's been in the master hole for so long that he has lost sight of the plan. And is just like, I know I got to do it. And I'm sure I had a reason 20 years ago or so.
But I don't know if he ever anymore. Did. I think it's literally just like,
I'm bad. I want to eat everybody.
Because in like a second, he's like, your species serves no purpose.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to eliminate them and then the world will be, I'll redecorate and it'll look the way that I want it to.
Yeah, I'm going to put up some Grateful Dead posters and
lights everywhere.
Black lights as far as the eye can. All the lights, turn them into black lights. It's going to be annoying if you were a human still around. Oh, it'd be annoying to walk around in here. So then he like ropes them up with tentacles that are sort of see-through. So I don't know if they're like psychic tentacles or what, but they all get wrapped up in them. And then he like is like, let me show you, and takes them into a vision of the destroyed world, I think.
He opens his nasty mouth.
He is like, imagine if Predator, but instead of like, it's a spider and like teeth and stuff, that was octopus.
Yeah, it's like a Stranger Thing.
He's a lot of Stranger Thing.
Yeah, so he opens his Demogorgon mouth.
That's the only season I've seen, so I'm assuming that there's more.
And then I don't think he eats them necessarily, but the camera does go into his mouth.
Yeah.
And then we're in like the dark future where the sun has been blacked out by darkness.
Even the sun's a black light now.
And like there's mountains.
Yeah. Ooh.
They made it a point to show mountains come up. And I'm like, ooh.
That mountain is the.
It did erupt. So, yeah, it's the ash actually that's blocking out the sun.
That might be it. He didn't just turn the sun into a black light too. Which would be really rough.
That would be kind of tubular, dude.
I don't think being blasted with straight UV light from the sun.
Well, it would. It's ozone.
Yeah, okay, yeah. The master also put the ozone back. He actually was helping the planet a lot. If Captain Planet wouldn't hate the plan, I don't think.
Yeah.
Now that they're in this dark dimension that I thought it was like a vision of the future, but it could just also be.
I think they literally are in the future. They're in the bad timeline.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Then.
That's the way they make it sound. Cause I feel like it's either Nick or Xander. They're like, oh no, we're in the future.
This is what happens if we lose. This is bad. Okay.
And then I think even the master at one point is like, welcome to your future.
Welcome to my nightmare. So he's like, all right, now I'm gonna like kill you so bad that you're gonna be dust, and then I'm just gonna stomp on your dust all the time, and you're gonna hate it. Is basically what the master says. And then Nick's like, you haven't defeated us yet, and they go legend mode. He's like, oh hell yeah, I can't wait to eat legend mode.
He told them, he's like, hey, my power as the master is I just nom up all the magic. And so Nick is like, okay, let's get as magical as we can. And then they get in the Megazord and they fire their strongest magic. They specifically say, let's hit him with all the magic we have.
Yeah.
And he eats it like he said he would.
And he's like, oh, thanks. I loved that. That was delicious for me. And then he eats the whole Megazord and their helmets, because they land on the ground, still morph, but no helmets. And they're like, oh god, he ate his Zord. And they help each other up, and they run into like an adjacent cave. Just because they're near a mountain, so there's some caves around.
Oh, this was the first one. This was the first time you cried.
No, oh no, no.
No, it wasn't Madison?
No, I was like fist pumping at Madison. Okay. I was psyched about that.
If only she had more. If only the best actor on the show had more stuff.
God,
to do.
It's not even close. It's not even close. How good she is. It's like, it's I mean,
we
so
have to,
frustrating.
We have to get there. We have to get there.
We gotta get there. Okay. So they run in, and Chip's like, "Oh, cool, we're safe." And Nick's like, "No, we're f-ing not." he just ate.
So is this what you thought was the Leo moment?
This is what I am convinced is what people think the Leo moment is.
But here's, okay.
But this actually rules instead.
Yeah, it's, first of all, it's consistent with Nick.
It's consistent with Nick, it makes sense within the story, and it amounts to something other than, let's leave the slaves here to keep being slaves, which is what Leo does.
Yeah. Chip's like, oh good, we're safe. And Nick is like, no, we're not.
No, we're not.
You don't think he can come in here and eat our souls or whatever?
He ate our Zord. He killed my dad and Daggeron. Like, how are we safe? And then I think him, like, this, like, kind of soft give up is what people assume is, like, the bad moment, right?
But, yeah, and...
But it's not.
It doesn't happen right away, because he's like, there's nothing we can do. And so he's, like, pacing, and Vita's like... Are you quitting? Are you
Vita jumps
up?
Vita and Xander and Chip.
Xander gets in his face. And they, he's like, answer the question. Are you quitting or not?
Vita's like, oh, the great Nick is giving up. It's like, dude just held his dad's corpse. Give him a minute.
He's going through some stuff. And also, the whole season, Nick has been portrayed as a hothead who, when things don't go his way right away, gives up. But when he cools down for a second, comes back twice as powerful.
Yeah, like this is the culmination to everything. This is not Leo perfectly fine looking at slaves and going, "Yeah, they're fine," and then leaving.
Maybe we should come back later. I don't know.
Like, it's so. I cannot imagine people thinking that this is comparable to that in any way.
Did somebody say it was?
So people have said that like Nick does something that is going to make us. That's like as bad as Leo. Like, it's a terrible, it's like the worst thing a Red Ranger's ever done. And if this isn't it, I cannot imagine what it is.
There's nothing else this episode that could be
this
close.
Season, even. Like, I've been waiting season for something. And
he did just hold the corpse of his dad and his teacher.
Yeah. This is rough. Like, Leo was just like two universes over. Like, he was in like a different lost galaxy than the one he was in a minute ago.
They're peeking over a hill. They haven't even lost a fight. And he's like, oh, slaves down there?
I'm pretty sure they all can still morph and stuff at that point. It's been a while, but I'm pretty sure they're fine otherwise. Like,
he's like, we'll come back maybe for him.
Yeah. No, but Nick's like having a panic attack, and then Vita jumps down his throat. And it's when he looks over at her, because she's like, oh, the great Nick's going to give up. Big old Red Ranger's giving up.
To be fair to Vita, she's also gone through the same stuff.
Yeah.
So,
no,
fully... nobody here is doing okay, except I think Chip is trying to pretend he is. He's like, oh, good, we're nice in here. This is a great cave to spend the rest of our lives in.
He can't get through the door. He's too big.
You see his shoulders? No way.
Like, Xander stops him. He's like, answer her question. Answer her. And Nick's like, what are you doing right now? And then Chip's like, no, you gotta end. He just dogpiles on cuz. And finally, Nick's like, yeah. Yeah, I'm giving up.
They pushed him. They do it.
Like also, and as someone who experiences anti-hype so easily, like, I fully understand this, like, oh, you're just gonna give up? You should give up? Yeah, actually now, fuck you, I'm giving up. Like, now it's your fault. Like, I fully understand that. But then, after he's like, yeah, I'm giving up. They ate our Zords, killed my dad. Like, what are we gonna do? I give up. And then Madison, like, pushes, like, two arm pushes.
From the back of the cave, she's like, no!
Don't you dare! Pushes Vita and Xander out of the way, gets right up to Nick, and is like, anybody but you. Anyone else can say they give up, but you can't. You're our leader, and we're a team, and we've got to keep fighting no matter what. And it is so good. It's so good. I might be crying a little bit now. I didn't when I watched it. But, God, she didn't even get a whole spotlight episode this season.
Yeah, her spotlight episode, she was a statue for half of.
And then the second one was the magma episode where in the beginning she's like, hey guys, I think I'm depressed because I don't do anything here. And they're like, whatever. And then later she's like, I've played Pokemon, I don't type advantages, and does it. And then that's the extent of it. That's as good. And one time she kisses a frog. That sucks. This season sucks for that. So before he can say anything, after she like pours her heart out, he's like about to say something, but then red lightning just blasts them all and like knocks them all into the back of the cave. And then the master just like walks in through the wall, and he's little now, but he's still gross.
Yeah.
I think we go to commercial. Before we go to commercial, he does say like, I'm going to finish my meal now. Like, I'm still hungry.
Yeah.
And you're next on the list to get at. So we go to commercial, we come back, he's like, this is your end. And then Nick stands up and he's like, no, it's not. And I'm like, hell yeah, Madison got through to him. Madison just had her cat in the king for a day moment. This rules. And then the master says, you're only one. And I, for a second, I was like, well, there's four more. They're just laying down for a second. Give them a sec. But instead, Nick says, yeah, and unfortunately for you, I'm the wrong one.
That's so good.
That kicks so much ass. Oh, that's so good. Then he just whips out of nowhere his Magistaff and the legendary rotary phone staff and summons all the good magic left in the world, all the good magic left in his body. And then screams magical source mystic force and like morphs through fire as he's walking towards the master.
Really good morphs in this episode.
Really good morphs. What I love about this is that I can't remember the last time the morph call has been used as a like rallying cry.
Yeah.
And it even though the morph call sucks, this worked. This, like, yeah. Fully worked for me.
Just like, you know, any last words? Yeah. It's morphin' time.
It's morphin' time. Oh, God. God, that would kick ass. So he's morphed. He power walks at the master.
Words? Yeah. Shift into turbo.
Yeah. Light speed rescue. Everybody else's might be okay, but Lightspeed Rescues is definitively the worst for that.
Wild access.
I don't even understand fully what that's supposed to mean.
They get to access the wild power. Oh,
The wild. So Nick walks at the master, and there's not. Like, they fight, but it's not really a fight. It's mostly, like, Nick hits him a couple times and then cuts the front of his head off.
So he has, like, a big bug butt.
It's an octopus. It's like the rest of an octopus, I realized, as Nick
that
cut it off.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah.
So he's got, like, a big octopus head, and it's all covered in this like black what I guess is armor in retrospect, but it comes down like over the top half of his face, so only his gross skull mouth is out.
Right, yeah.
It's red, so it looks, like, meaty, and it's really gross.
It looks like it's fresh, like it's a fresh wound, and it's nasty, and I kind of love the design of the master.
And Nick cuts the top part of that off, so it's like he bisects the top of his head.
Yeah.
And so the mask is gone, so it's just his terrible skull face. And then in the back of the octopus head is his weird, like, brain that's also skulls.
His brain's made out of skulls! It's so good.
He walked right off of a Megadeth album cover and into Mystic Force.
Like, literally. Like 100%. Like, if this guy was on the cover of, like, Megadeth's Greatest Hits, I'd be like, yeah, it is. Obviously. And he's like, oh, my armor. And then Nick stabs him, just, like, fully stabs him, like, all the way through the chest. And, like, rainbows start, like, blasting out because it's good magic. Happy Pride, everybody. And he looks back at the other Rangers, and he holds his hand out. And they, mind you, they still do not have their helmets on, so they can emote better. And he, like, holds his hand out, and he's like, give me your hand, or something. And they all run over to him, and they make, like,
give me your energy!
It is Keith Lee! He's gonna powerbomb every time. So now that Keith Lee's on Dynamite, just a little quick aside about Keith Lee, maybe the greatest professional wrestler alive today. Every time someone's like, man, Keith Lee's so good, I just, like, rush in and I'm like, he used to powerbomb people so hard he broke the ring. He did this, like, every show for, like, 8 months.
They had to put his matches right before intermission so they could fix the ring.
I even asked Biss that, because I said it, like, I just, like, tweeted it, and Biss was like, yeah, it was either him or Lance Hoyt we put on before the intermission, and I was like, I knew it. I knew there was a reason for that. Because sometimes he powerbombs you so hard that you hear a snap and you're not sure if it's the person or if it's the ring. Usually the ring. It was a triple threat. I can't remember who the other one was. It was Keith Lee and Orange Cassidy. It was one of the Chikara double shows. And he powerbombed Orange Cassidy so hard that Cassidy bounced off the ring and, like, backflipped.
Yeah, I do remember that.
It was nuts. That's also, I think, the first time I ever saw Orange Cassidy. And, like, going from everyone being like, what is this guy's deal, to everyone being like, this guy rules for Orange Cassidy was also very good. Especially because Keith Lee, like, grabbed him by the shoulders and was like, this is a championship match. So good. So, anyway, back to Power Rangers. Nick has his hand out, one hand stabbed into the master, one hand out. Xander grabs it, and then, like, Vita grabs his hand, and then Chip grabs her hand, and then Madison grabs his hand, and then a bunch of, like, magic or energy or something just, like, explodes out, and there's a flash.
Yeah, so I think what he's stabbed his sword through the master, and he's, like, channeling his magic through the sword
into the master?
Into the master in a way that's, like, not, he can't eat it because it's not in... It's not near his mouth, you know what
that
I mean?
So
he's
rules.
He's like blasting a magic attack inside the master. And then when the other four, like, join hands, their magic combines and makes the attack stronger.
That's very good.
It's like electrifying him with good magic.
Yeah. And so there's, like, this big flash, and they all get knocked back, but they're back in the real world in the present time, but they're unmorphed and they're dirty.
Fully unmorphed. They're in regular clothes now.
Yeah. They're not even in their, like, apprentice magician outfits. They're just, like, Nick's in a t-shirt. Like, and they're, like, dirty because everything's dusty, and they land on the ground. They're like, we're back. Nick says just quickly, like, well, we don't have any magic anymore. Like, it's gone. And they're like, oh, well, that's no good. And the master rolls up, and he's like, look what you did to my face. To my beautiful, beautiful face. You stabbed me, and I also hated that. I'm going to fully destroy you now. I'm going to eat your bodies, like, regular style with my teeth. And then his tentacles come out, and the way the camera is framed is you don't see him. You see tentacles come around the camera towards the Rangers, and they all, like, shudder for a second, and then they freeze. The tentacles freeze. The Rangers are still fine. And then a spell seal pops up and breaks the tentacles, and then out, like, appears the Snow Prince. And Claire,
yeah, because he's about to just eat them with tentacles.
Just going to grab them and just use that to put, like, them in his mouth.
Yeah, either eat that or just, like, squish them until they pop. Like,
yeah.
But, yeah, it's like a golden spell seal, And then Claire and the Snow Prince come out.
And the Snow Prince.
And Snow Gem are here.
Snow Gel.
Snow Gel, that's right. That's what it is. Snow Gem is much better.
Snow Gem actually rules. TM, 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 the Morphin Grid.
So they pop out, and then Vina's like, Snow Prince.
Right? Vina!
Well, to be fair, maybe, like, they knew Claire was not dead, but maybe they thought the Snow Prince died like we thought the Snow Prince died.
Here's the thing, though, is that when they appear, Claire's the one with her hands out doing magic.
Yeah.
Snow Prince is just there like, hey, I'm here too.
Just, like, walks out. Yeah.
It's me, Snow Prince. And then it's like, so maybe it is a, hey, you're not dead, but it definitely felt like, Snow Prince, you did this. And I was like, show some respect. Vita.
But then I don't remember who it is, but someone's like, hey, Claire. And she's like, yeah.
This sucks.
The Mystic Mother made me a sorceress, and now my story is over, and I'm not going to do anything else.
I think it's Chip is like, you're magic. You did it. And she's like, yeah, the Mystic Mother made me a full sorceress. What do you mean? What do you mean?
I thought she was going to say is, yes, the Mystic Mother gave me her power because she's gone now, and I'm the Mystic Mother.
She's dead. Udonna only has Power Ranger magic. I'm the Mystic Mother now. That's how I choose to believe this went down, because otherwise, I don't quite understand what anyone says for the next 2 minutes. The Master's like, no, I killed her. She's dead. And the Snow Prince is like, no. Because she's so good and powerful that before you ate her, she turned into energy, you know, the thing that you eat, and got away somehow from that. Like, that doesn't make any sense. But okay. If you say so. And then we get, like, a shot of the Mystic Mother, like, reforming. And look, I don't want to dunk on Susan Brady any more than I already have, but... Does anybody know if Barbara Goodson's on Cameo, if I could get her to just record a couple lines?
Yeah, the Mystic Mother doesn't say a lot.
She doesn't say a lot. I feel like we could make it work, and also then I would just have to hack my DVD copy of it.
You're telling me for that for half of Dino Thunder, it was okay for Tommy to be stuck a Power Ranger and record his lines across the ocean. But you couldn't call Barbara Goodson to have her record 6 lines and send them over?
Yeah. You lost Barbara Goodson's number? I don't think so. Also, and this is just to get ahead of anything, any naysayers of, oh, but she was getting older. She is acting in stuff literally right now. She is still voice acting today. She was just in the Sailor Moon Eternal as Rita Repulsa, but it was a different character, but it was just a Rita voice. And then she was also in something else that I saw like a week and a half ago. You could have gotten her.
Yeah.
Instead, you got Susan Brady, who's perfectly suitable.
I don't even think that's true.
She's serviceable. I don't want to be mean to her, because I don't think the job is bad. I think what she is doing is not right for her.
I think her Rita voice is bad.
Yeah. I don't think she's bad. Because, yeah. Like I said, I loved her as Shrieker. I thought she was great. But I don't think that if you can't do, again, like I said last time, if you can't do a good Rita voice, don't do a bad Rita voice, you know?
Yeah.
Also, someone let me know if she's on Cameo so I can hack my DVD and put in Barbara Goodson as the Mystic Mother. So then she's just back, and she's like, I'm back now. I told you, or whatever. And then we cut to the Master, who's like, that's fine. I'm just going to go back to hell for a minute to regroup, I guess.
Yeah. Did he say that? Or is he like, I'm going to bring you all to hell and you can live there?
Maybe he says that.
I don't know. He said something about, or we're going to go to hell.
Yeah.
And then Udonna just pops up and she's like, no, you're not.
No, you won't. And what I love about this, is, and we'll see in a minute, but for like one beautiful second, I just had this dream in my head of like, Udonna rips Sculpin's head off with her bare hands. Like, because it's just Udonna being like, no, actually, you're not, we're not doing that. And then Itasis walks up behind her.
Yeah. So Udonna comes out and is like, no, I destroyed it.
There's no hell to go to.
She didn't, though. Because Itasis comes out and is like, actually, I destroyed it.
And here's Necroli, too.
And Necroli helped. Udonna laid on the floor while we did all the heavy lifting.
But, like, for a minute, I was like, oh, if Udonna was like, I'm going to go see my son now, and you are blocking me from doing that, you're dead, Sculpin.
It would have been so good if Sculpin was like, Udonna, you're coming with me, and brings her to hell, and she's like, she kills him and destroys hell, and it's his fault because he brought her there.
That would have been great.
But no, that's not really what happened.
Instead, also, just a quick insert shot of Nick getting teary. Great acting. Extremely good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Udonna's like, your help, it's gone. And Itas is like, yeah, we got rid of it. Also, here's Necroli. And Master's like, where's Sculpin? And Itas is like, pushes up her glasses, and she's like, he's fucking dead.
I killed him.
I murdered his ass in his living room. And then we get a flashback to them in the pit. Udonna's on the ground. And Itasis.
Well, at first the Master is like, Itasis, you're not dead. And then Necroli is like, no, I'm good now. And she was the only person that showed me kindness, so I revived her.
This is such a weird thing for Necroli.
It's so...
Hey, did you know Necroli can bring people back from the dead if she wants?
No. No, and I also didn't think she had any urgency or motivation of her own.
Yeah. It's really weird that at the very last episode of the season, they're like, anyway, here's a bunch of development, and I'll see you later. They just wanted to get to MILF, and that's it. Like, that's...
Yeah.
They had a plan, and they were like, that'll be cool. And they're like, how do we get there? Like, whatever. Don't worry about it. So, in the pit, Sculpin's, like, looking at the camera, and he's like, what are you doing here? And then it's Itasis, and she walks out, and she's like, I'm here to kick your ass, buddy. And so, they throw down. While Udonna's, like, on the ground and Necroli's, like, tending to her, which is weird again.
Yeah.
And they fight, and it's, like, a pretty neat wire fight. And at some point, she just turns her entire... She just summons out of nowhere an arm cannon. And not in, the, like, the Megan Man it's sense, like a, where, like...
Yeah, it's like a big lion's head. It's like a sphinx head arm cannon.
Yeah, but, like...
Sort of.
Cannon size. Like, it's
huge. She used it before... When she was fighting the Ranger, she used it. Because I remember saying, like, is she a Mega Man villain?
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't think I said it on the podcast, but while watching the show, I was like, oh, she's a Mega Man.
You might have said it on the show. I'm not. It's Look, who's to
well,
say?
Well, I didn't. Now I did, for
now
sure.
Now you did. But yeah, so then she just shoots him, and it, like, knocks him back. And she's like, he's like, how could you defeat me? And then she's like, I used courage. And then shoots him again. And I was like, no, you used a cannon.
You used a cannon.
You use magic, and I understand what you're trying to do with magic is courage, but...
Someone else reviving you isn't you using courage.
It's so weird.
I mean, standing up to the Master and saying, I'm not gonna do what he says anymore, is that's courage.
Yeah, and that's cool, but that she did get still
her
die.
That got her killed.
Yeah. And so, we cut back now... out of the flashback, and she's like, this puppet or Master's like, but I'm your master. And she's like, this puppet has cut her strings. And I was like, that's cool, hell yeah. And then she blasts him with her big cannon, and he disappears. And I was like, you did not just kill the Master.
I was like, this, they did not give Itasis the killing blow.
For a second, I was like, I cannot believe that they did this. But then Itasis turns around and says, he's not dead. He just went away for a minute.
He went to look at the rubble that was his home.
He'll be back in less than 5 minutes, so don't worry about him. Itasis did not get the killing blow. Don't worry about it. Udonna and Nick, this is the exact halfway point of the episode, by the way. Mm-hmm. Which is good. That's good filmmaking. Good job. Udonna and Nick, like, hug, and they're crying. And just big ups to Udonna for having the best crying acting I've seen on Power Rangers in quite some time.
Yeah.
Ooh, really good stuff. Don't know where this has been.
Itasis is like, Udonna, nothing has been resolved yet. Why are you crying?
And she's like, I'm crying for... My sadness, like, we're sad, and also Nick is also crying, and
yeah, I thought she was gonna be like, well, I'm crying because I've been reunited with my son, and sometimes we cry when we're happy,
yeah,
because Itasis is a 10 terror and doesn't understand positive emotions, probably.
But instead, she's like, I'm crying over my dead husband, who's that one, the body right there, and all of our friends that have died.
Yeah, this is my husband and Daggeron and the rest.
And everybody else. Don't
the
worry
rest
about
is
it.
Just Genji.
The rest is just
and the Mystic Mother, I think we still think.
I know, because at this point, they've said that she turned into energy and got away somehow.
Yo, yeah, you're right. Did they say that already?
They
yes.
did say that
yeah,
already.
Yeah, because
that
when Claire is like, she made me a sorceress.
Yeah, and like, I don't know what they, like, again, I don't know what they mean. That, like, because he eats energy, and if she turns into energy, yes. then why did she get
well, she turned
that
in,
way?
No, he eats magic.
Okay, so energy is different than magic then?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, Itasus is like, oh, I can't help you about that, about your loss. I'm sorry, I can't help you. And then we hear, like, from off screen, my mom can, and then up stomps Lili. And I say stomps very deliberately. Like, she is, like, hands on hips, like, I'm ready to come save the day. She turns to Necrolai, and she's like, Mom, you can do anything you want. Question mark.
You always could.
Second question mark. What do you mean?
I think she means, like, you're so much more than an assistant manager, Mom.
You used to have dreams.
You could own the Rockporium.
I mean, look, she's... No. Stay tuned. She's like, you can save them. And she's like, okay, I'll try. I will try to revive them. And I was like, that's cool that you can do that. Are they going to be vampires?
There's no vampire. She's the queen of the vampires, but she has no queendom.
She has no queendom. She's barely a vampire. She's in the sunlight right now.
That's true.
She can bring, which they've mentioned that like Queen of Vampire can be in the sunlight before, and like why, but
yeah,
okay.
I mean, her design is a succubus.
Yeah. Like it's like the way that like Power Rangers monsters, like specifically like the Sentai version, is like, we're just going to take something from somewhere and turn it into a monster, and we're going to add monster. So it's like vampire, but with some succubus lore and like some extra bat stuff.
Yeah.
And
she's a vampire in name and title only.
Yeah.
And the one episode where she made Vita one.
But like technically DJ Fly made
that. That's
I
true.
Think,
did right? Necrolai make DJ Fly?
Or did DJ Fly just hypnotize them and then she came in while they were hypnotized and bit everybody?
I don't know, man.
Because then wouldn't they all have been still vampires after they got cured? It's very nebulous. Anyway, so she's there. She's like, I will try to revive them. A thing that I can do and have always been able to do and refuse to do to Boy Count or Mum Ra. I just let them die. It's fine.
Well, they weren't nice to her. Itasus was nice to her.
That's,
and that's
true.
That's what made her heart grow three sizes that day.
Yeah, she grinched. She got grinched. So she does, and then she like falls down. There's like lightning crackling all over
it, like,
her.
Yeah,
and
she. You can tell she's like really having to use a lot of energy,
putting all of her self into it.
Because she's like pumping them full of rejuvenation magic. She's like, And then after she's done, she like blows back and like backfires and like knocks her on her ass
and like collapses. Like she's just like fully like ragdolls. Yeah. And then we see like a hand like twitching and like grabbing some rubble to like stand up, and it's Lianbo. He's back. And then Daggeron also gets up and he's back. And Udana's crying her heart out, right? It's very good acting on her part. I wish I remember her actress's name, and I do not. But she was really good in this episode. And then Genji's like, I'm back too. Don't forget about Genji.
Whatever, Genji. Go back inside.
No one asked you to be here, Genji. There's hugs all around. There's a group hug. There's like the family, like Lianbo and Udana and Nick, and then like
and
Madison hugs. I'm sorry, yeah, he's Bowen.
Don't call him that one time in this whole finale.
No, which I like because he's Nick, you know. And then like Madison hugs Daggeron and everybody. Then there's just like a big group hug, and Genji's in the background like, don't forget about Genji. You love Genji. I'm your favorite guy around the world. And then we like cut back over to Lili because her mom is like, ah! And she's like, Mom, and she runs over. And her mom is glowing. There's like lightning come off her, and then she explodes. into a MILF.
Yeah, she explodes, and then the smoke clears, and there's just like the rear silhouette of just like a hot mom.
Just a hot, and even Xander's like, "Your mom is hot."
Yeah,
Lily.
She turns around, and Xander's like, "Whoa, Lily's mom is hot," and it's like, "Xander, this is a kid's show. You can't say the quiet part out loud."
Read the room, man. And then the master comes back because he's regrouped enough over the last minute that he's good.
He's like big, right?
Yeah, he comes back big. And what happened? Oh, and then Udana says, "Hey, just real quick, all of our magic, all collectively, all of our magic is gone. No one here has any." And then Genji's like, "What if we run
Claire
away?"
Claire should still.
Claire, dude, if Claire was like, "Hold on, I got this. Give me 2 seconds. I just killed the master." I'd be like, "Yeah, perfect season." But Genji's like, "We should run away."
So he can't make wishes anymore?
He doesn't. Maybe his magic's also gone, but he only got killed. He didn't get swamped and then killed.
Yeah, he didn't get swamped. Daggeron, well, I guess Daggeron and Liambo did get their magic.
They got swamped, yeah. So,
but the Mystic Mother technically is fine because we see her again and she talks to everybody.
I don't know if that's it, I think that's her talking to us, but there's one point where she is directly talking to us, the viewers, but I can't tell if they know the Mystic Mother's there or if she's in like super heaven.
Because the way that the Snow Prince, like, she turned herself into energy, and then like when you left, it just seems like when you left, she just came back.
She was just hiding, and she's fine now, actually. And then she approved Claire's promotion to full sorceress. And
yeah,
so now
she gave her magic diploma.
But I hate the dude that Jen just like, "What if we run away?" And I'm like, "Get out of here. You can run away. No one wants you here in the first place." So he is doing that, and Nick's like, "No, I'm done running. I finally found my real family." And for a second, and by a second I mean until like kind of the end of the episode, I was like, "You have a family that you love very much, and you've said so. So I don't like this, but it's okay because we'll see later." And he's like, "I finally found my real family and my home. No more running." And I'm like, "Hell yeah!" And then we go to commercial. We come back, and the master's like, "You're powerless. I've already won. You have no magic in you. I'm a big monster. You're little humans with squishy bones. I win." And then the Mystic Mother
talks to them.
They do, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because the Mystic Mother just says, "No, you still have magic.
You just have to." She's like, "You always have magic. You just have to find the source.
You just need to know where to look." Yeah, and they're like, "What is Madison?" Madison specifically is like, "What does she mean?"
And then, Madison's like, "What is she talking about?
What
the
is
old
that?
Bat?
Who even are you?"
Rita Repulsa. Hey, you know how they said that real quick in the last episode, and they have not mentioned that she used to be Rita since then?
No, 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 no. There is a line coming up that the Mystic Mother says that if Barbara Goodson would have said it, I would still be on the floor crying, like, for sure. But it's just Susan Brady.
She's not even matching the mouth movements.
It's not even close. I don't want to be mean, but I'm good at it.
I don't think she had the footage. I don't think they let her watch the footage, first of all. I think they were like, "Here
probably
are your lines. Just
hear
read,
your lines, say
read them
yeah.
in a good witch voice.
Say them quick." It's a good witch who's like kind of old, like a sassy old lady. And
it's
then
like
she's
when,
like, "All right."
It's like when Ben Schwartz said, "You're too slow."
Right, yes. He just doesn't have the context for it. Yeah. Maybe that's it. So from heaven, the Mystic Mother says, like, you have magic, you need to know where to look for it. And Madison's like, "What does that supposed to mean?" And off screen, Toby says, "Maybe she means us." And then he walks up with a bunch of people.
He walks up with, like,
I start crying.
Like 16 people.
It's not a lot, but look, it's what they could get. It's what they could get on short notice, you know? And I started crying. And this is the second time this season that Toby made me cry by just believing in the Power Rangers.
Toby's great.
Toby rules. And then from the other side, Phineas says, "Or she meant us," and he's there with a bunch of like fairies and elves and shit. And then they talk about how, like, it's kind of like both.
This is wild, the conversation that they have.
I want to know where this show has been the whole time.
Because they're like, they talk like the people in Briarwood knew about the magic world in the forest. And
yeah,
they just were like scared of it.
Well, so if you remember the first episode, when the old man, the Udonna pretended to be the old man, was like, my brother's missing in the woods. As soon as she said the woods, everyone's like, actually, we're out. Your brother's dead. We don't care. Like, we're not going in there. So, like, a little bit I get where they're coming from, but it definitely sounds like we've been at war with the forest people all this time.
That was 28 episodes ago. Like, I know, and they long ago.
They never touch on it again. They never touch on how spooky the woods is again. And, like, Phineas and Toby are like, we told them, you know, we've gathered up these people, and we've told them that, like, we need to stop worrying about the other people, a thing we haven't done, and we need to focus on the real enemy, the giant devil in the sky, the Christian devil, literal Christian devil from hell. And I'm bawling at this point, Josh.
Yeah.
This kicks ass. This is so good.
So then all the humans and all the elves and fairies come on, shake hands. They meet in the middle and shake hands.
They say, Toby says, you fought for us all year, and now it's time for us to fight for you. And I'm getting a little choked up right now thinking about it. This is the Spartacus moment. Like, this is that. Yeah. And I, like, that's the best thing. One of the best things in Power Rangers.
You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
Which, like, that seems cheesy, but if you watch it again, it still kicks ass. Yeah. Like, anytime regular people stand up for the heroes, like, that's good. That's good shit, and I'm always here for it. Then they come together and they, like, grab hands in, like, the Predator, like, you son of a bitch. Like, and it starts glowing, and they, like, squunch in. I don't know how to...
They huddle up.
Yeah, they huddle up, but it's, like, around the Power Rangers. And then when they clear, because, like, there's, like, sparks coming out of them, and they're like, we believe in magic. We believe in magic. And then, like, it turns into, like, dubstep. And it's just like, magic, 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 magic,
yeah.
Magic.
Yeah, they work magic, like, into the song.
It rules. The beat drops, and it's just like, magic. And then the Power Rangers are morphed, and it kicks ass. Where's this been all season?
It's been right here at the end waiting for you.
Oh, just, I guess. But it's so good. We get this big-ass roll call. I am crying so hard that I have a headache.
And it's not just, like, the five Rangers. Udonna, Daggeron, and Leonbo are all in their, like, night outfits also.
They're morphed out, and they do their whole thing. Like, Udonna's like, snow mom, or whatever. And then the way that the Power Rangers say, like, Mystic Force Green, Mystic, it, like, has so much, like, venom to it. It's so good. Like, Xander specifically, like, yells it from the, like, the bottom of his chest. Like, it's so good. And I do feel bad about Chip, because yellow is not the, like, breeziest thing. Everyone else gets one syllable, and he's got yellow, which is kind of a clunky word. And then there's, like, a big explosion, and the Master's like, I'm just gonna eat your magic up again. Doesn't matter. And the Power Rangers, like, specifically Nick, is like, all right, here you fucking go then.
Yeah, they're, like, they're flying in the sky. They're high on, like, friendship magic.
They got the magic in them, Josh.
And he's like, I'm going to eat all your magic. And Nick's like, fine. And they blast this, like, golden rainbow magic into the Master's mouth, and they basically inflate him like a water balloon until he pops.
They force feed him so much magic that he's like, this is too much. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, he's yelling. He's like, I've eaten as much as I can eat, and there's still more magic.
And he's like, and part of it is like, how do you have this magic? Like, how I am consuming all your magic. Where is it coming from? And the answer is, it's coming from everybody.
Yeah, it's limitless. It's limitless. They have unlimited magic.
Oh. And the soundtrack's just like, magic, 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 magic.
That's a lot cooler than we make it sound.
Like I'm laughing. It rules. It legitimately whips ass. And then he's like distorting and blowing up in weird places. And he just explodes. Because they do say full power, because you gotta know how much power. And then they explode as, like, the magic rains down, and it's, like, glittery, and, like, the ranger, like, the kind of the crowd parts, and, like, the smoke clears, and, like, the Rangers who are, like, unmorphed now, like, walk into the crowd as he's, like, conquering heroes. And we cut to the Mystic Mother, who says that darkness has been defeated, like, the light won. Darkness has been defeated, And if it ever comes back and she looks at the camera and says, you have to stop. Jesus Christ, I might actually for real cry on this. Says, you have to stop it to us, the listener, like the watcher. And if that was Barbara Goodson, I would be despondent right now. Like I would be dehydrated on the floor in a puddle of my own tears. It's so good. Mm-hmm. It's like everything I want out of Power Rangers in a weird way. And it's just Susan Brady doing it. And this is why I need to know if Barbara Goodson has a cameo. I've got to. And then the Rangers walk out of the fog and like everybody's like high-fiving and stuff. And we cut to the village in the woods.
We cut to the Magic Tribunal where now they're like, well, now it's unbalanced the other way. And they revive the Master.
They bring the Master back and then they fight for the rest of time.
That's not true. That's fake.
Yeah.
We don't see that. We don't see them again, which is unfortunate, but also like keeps some mysticism about them that I appreciate.
It does keep this air of like, what the hell even are they then? Like, because they're above the Mystic Mother, they have to be, right?
They are literally like the judge, jury, and executioner of all magic.
So like, they're the Morphin Masters, as far as I'm concerned, not those Ren Faire looking goobers in Dino Fury.
I hate those stupid morph creepers. I hate them so much.
Every time anyone tries to defend him, I'm like, I don't think you saw them right. I think you messed up when you looked at him. So we come back to the village that got destroyed by Nick. We're not going to worry about that.
He's hoping pick it up now, right?
It's like, fine. I don't know if anybody's here except for Daggeron and Genji and Itassus.
Well, technically, it was destroyed by the Master possessing Nick.
So it's fine.
Because I don't even know, like, I don't think this was like a Tommy situation where he had been put under a spell or brainwashed. I think literally the Master just was in Nick.
It felt like, because Nick says something very quickly about how, like, why did you ever give this up? Like, I gave into this power and it rules. Why'd you ever give it up, Dad? And that's really it. The rest of it definitely seems like, oh, that's the Master in there. And because then when at the end, when he's like, Dad, and the Master like vapes out of him, it's like the Master actually leaves his body. So, yeah, maybe he was just fully possessed.
Yeah.
I don't know. No one cares about it anyway. So
it doesn't matter.
So stupid. So Daggeron and Itassus are walking through the village as everybody's rebuilding. And Itassus wants Daggeron's dagger in her, if you know what I'm saying.
Whoa, you can't say the quiet part out loud.
No, that's a sad trombone. Nope, come on, go to buzzer. There has rarely been such belligerent sexual tension between someone whose face can barely move and a human man.
Who else is there? Because there's three of them, right?
Genji's behind them talking the whole time, and they literally ditch him to go bone in the woods.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I'm glad all the adults get their happy endings, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So we cut to outside Rockporium, where Nick in a white leather jacket.
Yeah. Hey, do you remember how the last like 10 episodes they were like, you're the light, the light, the light, the light? And in this episode, they never say the light one time.
The episode that I just edited, the newest one, is called The Light. And they don't even talk about it.
It's not even like Nick is the one that defeated them. Everyone defeated
Everybody
him.
Did. Like, we helped, by watching it, we helped defeat them, and that's why it kicks ass so much, you know? Like,
yeah.
Oh, and so he's in a white leather jacket, and Madison comes up as he's, like, working on his, like, finishing, tightening something on his bike, and she's like, so you're leaving, huh? And he's like, yeah, I gotta go find my adoptive family, because I got some weird stuff to tell them. And this is what made earlier, when he's like, I finally found my real family. This is what makes that okay, is him being like, no, I still have that family. And in fact, I'm going to tell them right now of like that I found my birth parents and like,
and
you
I'm
know,
a Power Ranger.
And probably that I'm a Power Ranger and save the magical world.
Because all of Briarwood knows now. So
right, yeah. So
that could you imagine if you just helped the Power Rangers like defeat the devil in the real Christian devil,
yeah,
stop him from taking over the world.
Like, if I put Lucifer the Morningstar back in his, if I destroyed him with my feelings, yeah,
you give the Power Rangers enough energy to stop Armageddon,
uh huh,
and then you go to a record store and they're just working there the next day.
And you just hang out with them?
And you're like, yeah, I really... Creed's Full Circle has finally come out, and I just really would like a copy, and Madison has to go get it for you.
I don't think Madison works there anymore, and we'll get there in a second. So she's like, yeah, that makes sense. And she's like, so you're not coming back then? He's like, I didn't say that. And she's like, so you are coming back? And he's like, if there's something or someone to come back to... then, yeah, I would like to come back. And she's like, well, there's plenty of people to come back to. There's, and then she lists every other person except for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Madison, now is the time. And thankfully, she knows that too.
Yes.
And she says, and then also me. I want you to come back.
She says, I want you to come back for me.
For me, specifically. So like, ooh. And then he's like... here, hands her his.
It's just like, I really want you to come back for me. And he's like, take my blankie.
She's like, he's like, hold on to this blankie
I'll
for me.
I'll come back for it.
And then doesn't say anything else, and he drives away. Doesn't even say bye. Like,
yeah,
hold on to this for me. And she says, sure. And then he drives away. And then, like, really quietly under her breath, she's like, he's coming back. And Melanie Vallejo, she should be in movies. Still, like, to this, like, I should be able to go see the new Melanie Vallejo movie this weekend.
Hang on, I'm gonna look her up. Maybe we'll watch a Melanie Vallejo movie.
She's gotta be in
something.
The only things that I've seen her in that I've, like, looked up is she's in the first, like, 5 minutes of that, like, first person movie, but she gets murdered in it. She's like the girlfriend that, like, incites the reason for the story.
I don't know, but let's see. Melanie Vallejo was born October 27, 1979. She's an actress.
Yeah. Hell yeah, she is. I can confirm she is the actress on the show.
Known for Upgrade 2018.
That's the movie that she's murdered in the first, like, 5 minutes of to, like, make the hero do the movie.
Power Rangers Mystic Force 2006 and Winners and Losers 2011.
That's a TV show, I think.
Hmm.
She was also in a horror movie about, like, secret cannibals, like, hidden in Tasmania. Doesn't seem terribly sensitive, I don't think.
Yeah, I guess unless we watch Upgrade.
She's only, like, the first, like, 15 minutes, and then she's, like, a voice in it. Like, she's, like, the voice of the AI in it, I think.
See she's in the TV series Alibi as soon as last year.
How many episodes, or did she just guess?
7. As Natalie Park.
Okay.
One of the episodes is titled Natalie. So.
Look, maybe we would just watch that out of context.
Anyway, we'll figure this out later.
We'll figure it out. Push comes to shove, we just watch Battle Planet again.
No.
Kelson Henderson's in it, though. It counts.
I don't care.
Anyway, so he drives off. She's like, he is coming back. All right. And then she walks back inside to Groovy Tunes USA. We cut inside before she gets in there to Chip regaling human women, elf women with tales of his bravery, where he talks about, he's like, yeah, and then I cornered Necroli and she was cowering in the corner, and up comes human Necroli. And she's like, oh, really? And he's like, she was worried in the corner. She's like, try again. He's like, broke a sweat? She's like, I'm queen of the vampires. We don't sweat. We glow. And then I was like, is she going to Chip? I don't think that should happen. But no. What happens is Toby's like, hey, Nikki, if we want to make that movie, we got to get going now. Hell yeah, Toby. Hell yeah, brother.
Is he king of the vamps now?
He's about to be.
Whoa. I don't think Necrolai is a vampire anymore. She's gonna be stepdad
of the vamps for sure.
She used all of her Necrolai magic to revive Daggeron and Lianbo and Jinji.
Yeah, yeah. She's
so
just
she's
a lady.
Just a human MILF now.
Yeah, but she's super hot, so like that's its own kind of power if you think about it. So she's like, oh yeah, all right, cool. And then leaves, and I was like, get it, brother. And then we kind of like pan over to Lili, who's like, can you imagine if like 6 months ago you told me that like my mom would be human and I'd be living in the city with her in our condo and she'd be dating the manager of a record of a really cool record store and I would be dating, and I forget exactly what she calls Phineas, who she's talking to.
She's like,
but
a,
she calls him like a hunk muffin.
It's like a Troblin hunk muffin.
That it, ooh, I love it. You'd love to see it. And she's like, my life kicks ass. And then they hug because this is still Power Rangers and you better not kiss.
I don't think you could kiss with all that Troblin makeup on.
You
could kiss the makeup, I guess.
You could, yeah.
I don't know if you could get past that nose.
You gotta do like a sideways kind of come in from like anime style.
You should have just kissed him on the nose and then he could be like, aw.
Yeah, that would have been cute, but no kisses.
No, not even nose kisses.
Nope, not anymore. And then we pan over to Xander, he's got a new employee who's like a merman.
His name's Bruce. Did you see his name on his shirt?
I didn't.
It's just Bruce.
This is Bruce the, I think, merman. I can't really tell. He looks like Abe from Abe's Odyssey. Like,
he looks like one of the mermen from, like, Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the, like, turbo blower mouth. Yeah. Yeah. So he's like, that's where the CDs are. That's where the vinyl is. Cool. Bruce has a purple shirt on. He works here now, right?
Yeah. But they had to fill Nick's spot.
Because they had to fill Nick's spot, but also I think they got to fill Madison's spot because everybody else has theirs on except for Vita, who just is the DJ now.
Yeah.
And Madison doesn't like put one on. She's just like, I don't work here anymore. I'm going to do, there's better things on the horizon for me than working at a record store. Then Xander turns around and his shirt says manager across the back. So business is a booming. And he's the new manager of what's it called?
The Rockporium.
The Rockporium. And then we cut over to Vita, whose hair is entirely pink.
Yeah, she's leaning into it. It looks good. This is the best her hair has looked all season.
It looks good. I've liked her hair for the most part.
I'm
all
not
season
saying with, the rest of her yeah. hair was bad, but this is like
this
peak.
Looks really good. And she's on the ones and twos teaching Mutombo, our boy, who's also got realived by Necrolai,
or killing the master undid the explosion of Mutombo for some reason.
We watched his body explode.
Yeah, like, I don't know. He's here though, and he's learning how to DJ. And he's just having a good time, and I am so happy for him.
I'm happy for him. And then she's like, "Also, now that you know how to chop and screw on the ones and twos, you got to turn around, and shake your ass, baby,
shake your booty at the crowd."
And then they do that, and it's like, "All right." And then Madison comes in, and she just, like, looks at Vita, like, makes eye contact with Vita and, like, holds up the blanket, like, he's coming back, we're gonna date, I bet. And then just kind of goes back to, like, everybody's dancing and having a fun time, and, like, her and Chip dance, Lili and Phineas are dancing, everybody's, like, partying. And then we kind of fade out to Nick on the hill overlooking Briarwood, like, the first time we saw him in the show, mm-hmm. And he's like, all right. This is, we did good. And then he scoots his bike a little bit forward. And on one side of him is Udonna on a motorcycle.
for some reason, I was so shocked that Udonna was there.
It's
because he pulls up, right? And you see Udonna first. And then there's like
yeah.
Daggeron, who look he looks
That's
great.
Lianbo.
You're right. It is Lianbo.
It's Lianbo.
Who looks fantastic in leather on a motorcycle.
Dude's a motorcycle daddy, for sure.
Cool old man.
Yeah.
But I, for some reason, I was like, so it's Lianbo and Daggeron, even though I saw Udonna.
She's in, like, white leather. She has, like, a white helmet. Nick has a white jacket with a black helmet because he's, like, the mix of the two.
Yeah.
And they're like, you ready? And he's like, I'm ready. And then they just drive off into the sunset. And number one, I just want to say, hey, Mystic Force, thanks for not putting Udonna in a sidecar.
That is pretty good. Yeah.
Thanks for letting her have her own motorcycle. So they go drive off. Presumably they're going to go to Nick's adoptive family, and he's going to be like, this is my birth mom and birth dad. They're not always bikers.
Yeah, they're a wizard and a sorceress, respectively.
So they're very different than just regular bikers. I taught them how to ride the bike. They're doing great. And then as they drive off, Fireheart swoops down and, like, grabs the camera, spins it around a root core, flies past root core, and we go inside. And we're on the book. We just cut right inside onto the Xenotome, the Book of the Unknown. And it opens to, like, the last page, and it's blank. And the camera reverses, and there's Claire in, like, a full-on, like, sorceress outfit.
This did not look like Claire's hands opening the book to me.
I couldn't tell. I don't think I was paying that much attention.
Honestly. It could have been, but for some reason I was just like, okay, why is Daggeron here?
Her hands should be daintier.
Yeah, these look like big, meaty hands.
It's because she was a sorceress apprentice for so long, picking all those berries and moving rock and sweeping. She's just got tough hands.
Her hands are just super swole.
She's got blue collar hands, Josh. And it turns around. Not anymore. She's new Sorceress Supreme. But she's got, like, her hair's really nice, and she's in like a full on like Renfair sorceress princess outfit. She looks good. And then she, like, the book glows, and then she turns around and looks at the camera, which I didn't like this as much, but it's fine. And then she, like, snaps above her head and disappears. And then we push into the book, and it says the end, as Claire says, the end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end. Power Rangers Mystic Force.
It's over.
And Josh, you started.
Yeah.
So I get to pick the first best. And it's kind of hard. I don't know what to go with. I thought this episode whipped ass.
This episode was very good. Easily the best episode, the best finale in the last, like, four seasons, at least.
Easily. Yeah.
Because it's, I think, the only good one in the last four seasons.
Dino Thunder was good.
That's true. I always skip Dino Thunder. Like, I know it's in there, but I always just lump it in as, like, a bad one.
Yeah, because the other ones have been bad. Like, Wild Force, I think, was, like, pretty good, but I don't really remember it at all. So, and then it, like,
yeah,
but, like,
so if the other one, if, like, Ninja Storm and SPD specifically, if they, like, face plant at the end.
Mystic, this one does, like, a kickflip.
Mystic Force is, like, a little shaky on the beam and then does, like, 600 twists and flips and lands perfectly on the mat at the end.
Yeah, like Mystic Force in the first part is, like, getting ready to, like, run at the little jump pad and is, like, not sure and kind of nervous. And then it remembers that it's Simone Biles as it gets there and does, like, 15 backflips.
Does,
like,
a 900 off the end of the beam.
Yeah. And, like, it rules. Like, it's really good. So the best I'm gonna say is the classic. It's Toby and Phineas coming in with their people to be like, we all believe in the Power Rangers. And
I think it's the whole scene, but specifically for me, it's like everyone coming together for the common cause, right? And they all meet up, and then, like, the power of everybody's hope morphs the Power Rangers.
It's so good. And like, I know it sounds like we're joking, but, like, when it's like, they're like, we believe in magic, like, it owns. It's so good that I'm gonna try to find it isolated. that's the best. That's gotta be the best. The worst, I don't wanna look, I've been mean enough to Susan Brady today.
I don't think the worst is Susan Brady. I think the worst is that this is all we get from the Mystic Mother.
Yeah.
It's fucking Rita Repulsa.
It's Rita Repulsa.
Like,
so bananas. It's Michiko Soga, the original Rita. They, like, and if you'll recall, the only reason that she was replaced by Carla Perez is because they were halfway through Die Ranger when they did that, and there was no more viable Michiko Soga footage. Like,
yeah,
but, like, it's Rita, it's the original Rita, and it's Susan Brady's voice, and it's just,
and she's like, she just sits on a throne and is like, I'm the Mystic Mother, and then she evaporates.
Yeah, and like,
I don't know if she comes back or she just becomes like this governing spirit voice of magic that gets to tell them that they can have magic whenever they need it if they can find it.
I don't know, because the way that shot is, it's like only like a bust up shot of her in like a white sparkly void. Like,
I just can't imagine bringing Rita Repulsa back and this is all you do.
And whiffing it? Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of wild. That is definitely my worst.
Yeah.
Bad in the story. It's just like, it's just bad. It's just a bad way to handle what the Mystic Mother actually is supposed to be.
And I understand that, like, in 2006, like, nostalgia for nostalgia in general, but specifically for Power Rangers, was not like a marketable thing.
Yeah, I don't think the nostalgia market really popped off until like the Legacy Collection and the first DVD box set came out.
Yeah, and that was like that was like 2011, 2012-ish. Yeah. But like, even like in general, like right now, you haven't seen Doctor Strange, right? The movie?
No, and I won't. So if you're going to spoil it, it's fine.
It's not even a spoiler. Like, it kind of is. But like, so they go to another universe. The whole thing is they go to like, it's the Multiverse of Madness. They only go to like three other universes aside from like one montage, which is like a little disappointing. But
if you want to hear the real Multiverse of Madness, go listen to that Sequinox arc on Cool Kids Table.
Literally, like, yeah. The Gemini arc of Sequinox is the actual Multiverse of Madness. And look, the Multiverse of Madness movie ruled. It was great. But they only go to like two other dimensions, like for any length of time. And in one of them, there's like an alternate universe group of superheroes who are like versions of people that we've seen before. And like, so like instead of like Steve Rogers, Captain America, there's Peggy Carter as Captain Carter, who was like in a What If, and like Lashana Lynch, who was who played Monica Rambeau's mom. I don't remember her name. She's in the Captain Marvel movie and she was like Brie Larson, like Carol Danvers' friend, but it's like, what if she was the Captain Marvel instead? And then, like, Patrick Stewart from the X-Men movies comes in as Professor X, right? That would put butts in seats. If you said, like, because it got leaked, but, like, they tried to keep it hidden. But if they would have just come out and said, like, oh, yeah, we got Professor X as, like, Patrick Stewart is Xavier. Like, he's in the movie. That would put butts in seats, like, immediately. And you can do that now. You can say, like, hey, this thing that you like from before is in this thing. And that will sell tickets.
Yeah.
But in 2006, I feel like if they would have been like, Rita's back, everyone would have been like, okay, I'm 9. I don't know who Rita is.
Yeah, you're not going to pull in the, like, in 2006, I was 22. Like, that's not going to make me watch Power Rangers Mystic Force.
Yeah, and, like, and I know
now
that
it would,
because
but 14 years ago it wouldn't.
And like, and I say that like, in Operation Overdrive, there is like a big team up between a lot of Rangers. And I know Adam Park.
I was just a flat 20, and I was not going to do anything for kids.
Yeah,
except play Pokemon. I never stopped with that. But everything else, I was too cool for. Even though I was inherently not,
even though that is demonstrably untrue for all of us. But like, it did. I don't think it moved the needle, you know. And so like, so doing it this sort of like half-assed way, I don't think at the time was a bad call. But like now,
it sucks in retrospect. It is borderline disrespectful.
It is a little bit disrespectful. And like, and again, Susan Brady, I'm so sorry. I know you're a big fan of the show. I'm so sorry. You're just not Barbara Goodson. And honestly, who is really besides Barbara Goodson?
And again, you know? Like, I don't think it's all Susan Brady's fault.
No, I, a lot of it, look, if you, like what you said earlier, like that she was just told, here's your lines, here's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I would fully believe that. That there's just like, you're a sassy old good witch.
Yeah.
Go nuts, you know? But anyway, that's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
MVP is, look, I know I've given it to Madison a lot this season, but I think it's got to be, I think it's Melanie Vallejo for being such a good actress.
There's a case for Madison. I think there's a strong case for Nick in this episode.
Yeah.
And I think you could also make a case for Toby.
Toby and Phineas, yeah.
I think I'm leaning more towards Nick.
Okay.
This time.
I think I gotta give it to specifically Melanie Vallejo, but the point counts for Madison, I think, according to how Benny's rules work. that, like, when she, like, talks Nick off a cliff.
Yeah. because she knows Nick, and she knows that this is how he's going to react in the face of adversity. But you gotta either you gotta pump him up or give him a second. And and yelling at him about quitting is not going to do either of those things.
It's not going to work. Yeah, and like, and she gets his, and Power Rangers is like a very like when they shoot like talking scenes, it's very standard. It's over two. Like they don't do a lot of fancy stuff when they're just trying to knock out the pages. But she gets this like really well framed and like well lit close up of her just acting, and it is really good. Yeah. So I'm gonna give it to her. I don't think Nick is a bad call though. I think his like whole arc in this episode was really good.
Yeah.
So sorry to everybody who said that we were gonna hate him as much as Leo, but I don't think you watched this recently enough to know.
Either that or maybe we just weren't clear enough about Leo leaving slaves in a desert for no reason.
Yeah. Like
just seeing them and being like, we'll come back maybe.
Yeah. Cause like I know they're being chased. It's been so long since we watched that episode. I know they're being chased and they're like hiding. But there's like 10 of the Swabbies there at most. And like you could handle them on your own.
Yeah.
You know, like it's such a bad moment for Leo, and this is not even close.
Especially because everyone else is like, well, we have to go down there.
The rest of the Power Rangers being like, we should save them, and Leo being like, they're good.
Yeah, because Damon is like halfway over the bluff.
Dude is,
and Leo's like, no. We won't do the hero thing this time.
No, we got to go catch a plane or something. I don't even remember like, why he said that they couldn't right then, but it couldn't have been a great reason.
I don't know. He's like, we'll come back maybe. I don't think he wanted to, though.
But Nick, like, having a breakdown and giving up, like, I feel like that worked.
It's consistent, so you know he doesn't mean it.
Yeah.
Like, because he's done this before, and I think Daggeron was like, hey, nut up. And he was like, I nutted down, and that's on me.
Now I just got to nut back up. Now we got to rank it.
The problem is that it is bundled with the last episode.
The first part is so weak. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like this sort of overpowers a lot of the last episode.
It does, but I don't think I can put it at number one.
No, I don't know if I can go that. I honestly, I feel like I can probably put it above like Petrified Xander, though.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I
don't even need to. I don't even have it open yet. I don't need to look.
Petrified Xander's number four. That's like pretty high.
Yeah.
I don't remember what Light Source was.
I don't know, man.
Hold on, I'm looking it up.
Stranger Within was the Vita Vampire one, right?
Yeah, that's the Vita Vampire.
I think that one is consistent through the two parts about being good.
Yeah.
So as a two-parter, I don't know if the finale is better because you have to take both into account.
Yeah. So Light Source is the one where Udonis captured, and then it's like half Lily and Claire and Phineas going to save her, and have the Power Rangers trying to figure out what to do, and it's Daggeron standing there just burning the atmosphere for two straight episodes. I feel like this is probably better than that.
Is that the Hecatoid episode?
That's the Hecatoid episode. Yeah,
I think this is better than that, but I don't think I can put it above Stranger Within.
That's fair. The first part is probably the bad. It's like low. The second part, like the finale. Up there with like part two of the what the hell was that one with the, you know, when they go on the quest.
Yeah,
it's like up there. Dark Wish part two. Yeah, is like one of the best episodes. This is like up there. But yeah, under Stranger Within, above Light Source, coming in at number three, Mystic Fate.
It would have been number one if part one set up any of this stuff and didn't set up a bunch of stuff that didn't pay off.
Yeah, it does. It like, honestly, though, it does speak to the quality of the second part that it's so good that I don't even care about how dumb a lot of the first part was.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's it.
I'm a little bummed for Claire in the second half of this season.
Yeah,
I wish the gatekeeper happened later.
If the gatekeeper would have happened later, that would have been good. If also, like, if in this episode,
or we would have even if. Sorry to cut you off.
Okay.
But even if, like, after the gatekeeper, she helped any?
Yeah, because I know she, like, gets, like, a little bit of an upgrade, but it's still, like, she's still, like, the assistant, you know? Yeah. Until Udonna, like, loses her powers, and then she's just walking in the woods with Udonna for a long time. Yeah. But, like, if in this episode, if when she shows up with, like, the spell seal to, like, stop the master, if she would have done, like, two more cool spells real quick, just, yeah, like, two more knocking him back spells... Before Udonna's like, hell's gone. We asterisk, mostly Itasus, killed Sculpin.
Necroli revived Itasus. Itasus blew up hell and killed Sculpin, and I also was there.
And I was sad on the ground. And I'm better now. So I think that's important, too.
Man, I really wish she came out and she was like, I destroyed hell.
Killed him, destroyed hell. You got nowhere left to run.
But they couldn't let Udonna have one cool thing. Except for she looks good on a motorcycle.
Looks good. I can't finish this. It would have been nice, but again, I feel like we could have gotten a lot of cool stuff out if we would have maybe cut the 5 minutes of Nick being possessed last time.
Yeah. You know? If we were ranking mentors, I think Udonna might be the bottom one for me.
Is she worse than Demetria?
Ooh.
Because I don't think so.
Ooh. I'd have to rewatch Turbo to see, and I don't want to do that.
Speaking of ranking, we usually do that in like the Q&A episode. At the end, we rank the Rangers we put the Rangers on the list.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll rank the season because we have that now too.
Well, last time we did it with Benny. Oh, that was still a specific episode. It wasn't on the by the numbers.
It was a special, and also because we had to re-rank a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait for 3 seasons from now where we're like, why is this one like this? And we re-rank it all again.
Why is Daggeron so low or so high or
also,
wherever?
Also, Daggeron, it's like, he's there at the end. And then he's in the woods with Itasus, but like...
Yeah, he's got a cute cat lady girlfriend. He's doing great.
He's barely present.
Well, he is also dead for about half of the episode.
He comes back to life, and they're like, Daggeron, you're alive. And he's like, oh, yeah, I am. Hell yeah. He's, like, really excited. And then, like, I don't know. I just feel like we didn't get any Daggeron.
And then they morph, and he's like, Solaris Knight Daggeron. And then he doesn't say anything again until he's like, hey, Itasus, do you want to look? And yeah. She's like, absolutely, I do, yes.
Yeah, we should go check the bush over. Let me teach you something. Yeah.
And then Genji's like, so anyway, while I'm... Say, don't forget about me, your friend. Hey, where did you go? And then they ran off and ditched him.
We should have realized that Daggeron, the teacher, if he was a pro wrestler, he'd be Daggeron, the teacher.
Yeah.
And Itasus, who's thirsty for knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
We should have known they were going to hook up.
Match made in heaven, for sure. So that's it. Any other final thoughts? But real quick, I'm going to hit the button to go to Operation Overdrive. So now I got that all ready for next season. And I'm going to finally close the picture of Dolly Parton that I've had since I had a fever dream and woke up with a picture of her on my phone. Finally closing that tab.
Goodbye, Dolly. It's been real.
See you later, beautiful 30-year-old Dolly Parton. Not to say she's not still hot, but like you should check out 30-year-old Dolly Parton.
This season was pretty good.
It was pretty good. I wish that they would have, like, when Shannon said, like, they focus on side characters a lot, she was not wrong at all.
Yeah.
And I feel like we could have improved it a lot by not doing that. Maybe giving Madison a spotlight episode here or there.
Like, one where she, like, does something but also is the star of the episode. Because that one where she used water to beat a lava monster, like, she wasn't the star of that episode.
No, she absolutely was not the star of that episode. That was a Nick episode that she got to do one cool thing in after being sad at the beginning. Like, because she's the one who played Pokemon. And that's the only reason she got to do that. But, like, a whole episode. Even Vita could have gotten another episode or two. Like, she was, like, in a lot of other people's episodes, but wasn't, like, her. She got her two-parter, and that was kind of it, you know? But, like, Genji got, like, 4 episodes.
Didn't need that. Those could have been Claire episodes.
Those should have been Claire episodes. Anyway, that's it.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap on Mystic Force. I hope the Operation Overdrive characters are anywhere near as fun or as good as these ones are, I'm not holding my breath for it.
I know we're entering another Everyone Hates This One season.
So maybe it'll rule. Maybe we'll like it a lot, actually.
Maybe.
I don't know, maybe, if it'll go that far.
Maybe it'll be like Turbo, where you find something about it that you really love and cling to it, and I hate it.
Maybe. Maybe it'll be that. Anyway, we'll find out next season. But we'll have our bonuses. Start sending in your Morphies now. Just do that so we have them. Because we're recording a full disc ahead. Like the episode that, did you put it up today or?
I have to make the post. So okay. That'll take me like 2 minutes.
So that is like the last episode of disc 3, yeah. I think. I don't even know if it's the last one. There might be another one on there. No, it's the last episode of disc 3. So we are a full disc ahead. And that's the farthest ahead we've ever been.
Which is wild, because I feel like we started at almost one for one.
We used to record them, and then I would edit them the next day. Yeah. And then they would go up that day when I finished editing them. And then this year we were like ahead, and then we stopped, and then we got behind, and then we got back ahead, and now editing is sort of behind, but recording is way far ahead, so if I get a wild hair across my ass, I can just knock out a bunch of them in a week.
Well, I gotta say, I got like 7 episodes, I think, on my desktop.
Yeah, you got a lot to send me. So
I sent 598 the other day. I was gonna send 98 and 99, but it would have taken like 45 minutes.
99 had Claire on it, so it's probably a longer episode.
Yeah, so I was also. I'll just do one.
Yeah. We're gonna take a couple weeks of just not recording because you haven't heard the end of the season yet. So,
yeah.
But send in, when you hear this, send in your questions for a Q&A, send in your Morphies. We still have to figure out what other bonuses we're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, just send any wrap-up emails you have.
Any of that, yeah. Go ahead and send them in.
Anything that you want us maybe to read and discuss that's not about Magi Ranger.
Yeah, please.
Thanks.
And we'll see you, with our Q&A episode next time.
Yeah.
But until then, may the power protect you. Thank you.
Got them. They're going to laugh so much.
They're
going to
love it. They're going to go nuts.
This is going to get us over $1,000.
Finally, we're going to get the big pop we deserve. Get into the King Ring tournament.